And now for our story. Mary, spurred on by the desire to see her family, came home yesterday from the hospital. But Max was not there. He discovered later that Max was in a secret corner of the basement of Carter's Hotel with Daddy Stratford, examining what may prove to be the cause of Mary's sudden and violent illness. A hole punched in the pipe leading from Stratford Springs and a device for infusing a strange white powder into the stream of water. This stream, we know, is the water that was used by the bottling works. Our story today opens at the Sanders Mansion, where we discover a quiet little scene between Mary and Max.
Max, don't sit over there like I wasn't in the room. Take the little stool and come sit here by me.
Hey, are you talking to me, Max?
Of course, Max.
Oh, yes, sure. Sorry, I ain't much company this afternoon, am I?
Aren't you glad I've come home, Max?
Oh, sure, Ted. Say, where's that stool?
Huh? Under the couch, there.
Oh.
If a snake, it would bite you.
Say, I'm a dope today, ain't I?
You're not your old self lately, Max. I came home this morning expecting to find you here to greet me, and you didn't come home until 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Well, I didn't know you was coming home today, Mary. You don't want to take a chance like that, leaving the hospital.
But I needed to come home, Max. There's so much to take care of, and I didn't see you very often at the hospital.
I did come every day.
Oh, but once a day wasn't enough for me to see you. And I needed your company so much.
Well, there's lots to do, Mary, since you've been sick.
Oh, you poor darling, I know. How I wanted to be home. As soon as I regained consciousness from that terrible illness, I thought of you and the twins. I wanted to look about and see you around me. Oh, Max, it's an awful thing to yearn for somebody you love and not be able to go to them. Just wait until they come to you. I tried to wait longer at the hospital, but I couldn't. Even if it killed me, Max, I couldn't have stayed away from here another day.
Huh? Oh, I suppose not.
Max, you're not listening to a word I
said. Oh, sure, Mary. I heard every word. Go on, I'm listening.
When I came home this morning, you don't know how I longed for you to rush and take me in your arms and say, "Why, Mary, what are you doing here? I didn't know you were coming home." And I would have said, "Max, darling, I needed to come home. I needed just to lie in your arms and rest. But you weren't here. There wasn't a soul in the house, and it was empty. John Benson helped me get settled in a fever chair. Funny, Max, how empty and lonely a house is 1 minute without people, and the next minute how full and warm it is with people. Max, You're not listening to me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Church, I don't mean to be... Oh, I guess I ain't good company this afternoon.
What's bothering you?
Oh, nothing, Church, nothing at all.
Well, aren't you glad I'm home?
Sure, Mary, sure I'm glad.
I don't believe it, Max.
No?
You haven't acted a bit glad. You haven't even kissed me except once.
Oh, sorry, Church. There, how's that?
Terrible. Such a kiss. That's like a chicken breast.
Mary, I don't feel like kissing today.
Oh, it's my fault, I suppose. I'm getting tired of my long illness.
Oh, Mary, don't say that. Well,
what's the trouble,
Mary? I feel so blue.
Oh, my poor little boy. Put your head in my lap. Oh, no. It's all been piling up on you. Everything was going along so nicely, and then suddenly it all went wrong. But we'll set it all right again, darling.
Oh, I don't know, Mary. Can things be set right after they're done?
I'm sure they can.
No, I don't know. Some things can't.
What things do you mean?
Oh, I can't say, but... Mary, I got awfully discouraged a minute ago.
You need to talk it out. Then it all seems like nothing. Just like some little boy's problems become so overwhelming, just can't see around them. When he comes and tells his mother, he suddenly realizes they were all nothing. I'm sure big boys, husbands, fathers, All men are only little boys grown up.
I guess that fits me, Jesse. Great big ballin' hoodlum. I'll be ashamed of myself. Well, you just pretend that you didn't see me letting my hair down like this. Huh?
However did you, of all people, pick up that expression, Max, letting your hair down?
Well, us mugs used to say that about the scissors when I was a tough guy. Now I guess my chickens have come home to hatch.
Come home to roost, you mean. And now you snap out of it, and I'll pick your ear.
Hey, you've been listening to Burberry again. Say, I'm going to crown that guy for spoiling the good old USA's English.
Oh, that's much better, Max. You should smile all the time. You're handsome, man. I fall head over heels in love with you every time you smile.
Hey, I'm going to smile like a cat all the time. Yeah, how's this, huh? Your old toothpaste and cream, huh?
Well, it's no joke, Max.
Huh?
You have a wonderful smile, and you should use it.
Yeah, I wish there was one guy that I could use it on and do some good.
Who's that?
Carter. Oh, say, I just remembered. I got to see Doc Benson this afternoon. Gosh, don't you realize, Mary? I'm a businessman. I got lots to do. Say, I better get out of here. The day will be gone before I know it.
All right. Forget about Carter.
Huh?
I've kept you only a half hour. Now, you run on and don't waste time talking with everybody you meet on the street.
Well, are them orders from headquarters?
Them are orders from headquarters.
And I obey, sir, President of the Stratford Springs Corporation, General of our forces. I go.
My hero and servant, go.
And my turn. I'll see you this evening.
All right, don't come home too late, will you?
No, I won't be too late.
Bye, darling.
Hello, Doc. Say, can I see you a minute?
I beg your pardon.
Hello, Freshy. Come in.
Huh?
I was just finishing with this consultation.
Oh.
Come in. Miller, take our patient back to his room. You keep off that food now, Joe. Come on, Max.
I didn't snoop in on you, did I?
Oh, that was all right. But for Pete's sake, don't ever breathe in when I'm in the operating room.
Huh?
Run down to my office.
Oh, sure. I'll remember that, Doc. You know, in my business, I say what I feel like when I feel like. I guess with you horse doctors, it's different, huh?
Good thing I like you, Max.
Fine.
I'd land face anybody else who called me a horse doctor.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm tops around here, huh?
Yeah, and don't take advantage of it. Come on in.
Okay.
Well, you haven't anything on your mind, I'm sure.
Huh?
You never do.
What do you mean?
How's my landlord over at your house today?
Oh, Mary, say, she's much better today. She's got more strength than me.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, I was a little worried the other day when she insisted on coming home. She went out of the hospital about a week before she should.
Yeah.
But I guess Viola and Nurse Miller running over from time to time keep her in good shape.
Sure.
Now, how about you, Max?
Huh?
You been taking good care of her?
Well, Doc, I guess I ain't been doing as much as I should. I've been worrying the past few days.
About what?
Well, that's what I come to see you about. Yeah, about something I've seen over the bottling works.
You didn't find any more bottles of water poisoned? Say, I meant to tell you.
Yeah?
Don't let a soul touch those cases of water until we've tested every one.
Now, don't worry, Doc. I won't. But it's something else. This white powder here. Take a look at this stuff in this bag here. Tell me what it is. Sterilize it, will you?
Analyze it, you mean, right?
Yeah.
Let's see it. I got an idea what it is without analyzing it.
Oh, what is it?
Just a minute. Let me put a little of this acid upon it.
Yeah.
This is what I think it is.
Hey, boy, look at it fizz. Hey, what is it, Doc? What is it?
Just what I thought.
Uh-huh.
Something that hadn't ought to be left around loose. Where'd you get this, Max?
Is it poison?
It's poisonous, all right. A pinch of that no larger than the point of a lead pencil in a gallon of water would prove fatal to a person. How'd you get it?
Never mind about that, Doc. I just wanted to be sure that I was right, that's all.
You better let me analyze it thoroughly first, if it's as important as I think it is.
Yeah, you better, Doc. Tell me what you find, will you? I got enough information now to satisfy me.
What do you mean, Max? You've got enough information now to satisfy you.
Well, I mean that I know pretty sure now what caused Mary's sickness and the party who did it.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to see him get the kind of justice that's due him.
You mean you've got enough evidence to bring a case against him? I think I know pretty much who the man that you suspect.
Yeah, you're right. It's the same man. The only one that'll do such a dirty, low-down, sneaking trick.
And you'll prosecute him?
He's too slippery for that, Doc. I gotta handle this in some other way.
I'd be careful, Max.
Hmm?
You better let the law take care of this.
Oh, I'll keep in the law. I ain't a lawbreaker no more. Either. This man's slippery, and he's too dangerous to have around. I'm gonna see what can be done about it.
Put that stuff down a minute, Max.
Huh?
Something I gotta tell you.
Oh, yeah? Hey, you ain't gonna give me any advice, I hope, Doc.
I am.
Hmm?
I'm gonna give you advice that you'd better know about.
What do you mean?
About Mary. Max?
Huh?
I've got something to tell you. Even Mary herself doesn't know about it. She was too sick during those first hours of her illness to know, but... Max, I want you to take what I'm going to tell you as quietly as possible. And I want you to promise not to tell Mary what happened to her while she was unconscious until she's completely well.
I'm sure, Doc. I promise. Wait a minute. Is it what I think it is? Mary suffers some other sickness from that poisoning?
Yes, Max. I think you've guessed it. And I'm very sorry for you, too.
Doc, I don't know what to say. Let me out of here. I gotta have hair.
No, sit down, Max. Here. Take a drink of this. Now calm yourself, and I'll explain everything.
Now, what is this that Max has guessed? Did that poisoning of Mary Southern have serious effects of which we have not yet been made aware? It's evident that whatever Max has guessed about Mary's condition, it has had a marked effect on him. And we wonder if it will mean anything serious as far as the Sanders household is concerned.